track 7 and some more news. Now, here's an article to get you thinking, and I think you will have answered the question by the time I've read the headline, which is, jam first or cream first? What did you say? Celebrate National Cream Tea Day this Saturday by inviting the neighbours around to enjoy a cream tea in the summer sunshine. Devon, of course, is the home of cream teas, with written evidence from early 11th century when monks at the Benedictine Abbey in Tavistock would serve bread, cream and jam to their guests. And in brackets, beat that, Cornwall. Of course, the best way to celebrate is with homemade scones still warm from the oven. If baking isn't your thing, let the Tynmouth Farmers Market come to your rescue. The monthly event will be taking place in the Triangle between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. with a plethora of choices for your table. Find homemade fruity sweet and cheese scones from Pattercake Bakery, or three gluten-free varieties from Tilly's Gluten-Free Bakery. For tradition, try Kerworthy's homemade traditional clotted cream, then a healthy dollop of the WI's acclaimed best strawberry jam in Britain from Shoot Fruit and Produce. Or try a thunder and lightning variation with honey from, wait for it, the bee shop Stainton Bees. But don't stop there. You can always try a savoury version with Kerworthy's soft cheese and Shoot Fruit's sweet chilli jam. It may look like a very innocent jam, but it packs an unexpected punch. Ah, did you know this? Cream tea etiquette suggests that a proper scone is never cut in half. They should be twisted apart. Now take time for a properly brewed cuppa from a teapot with its hand-knitted cosy and debate with your friends whether it's jam or cream first. I think you'll need more than one scone to settle that question.
Police welcome new inspector. Devon and Cornwall Police have welcomed a new inspector, but not everything is quite as it seems. Why, you may ask? Well, it's because Inspector Moores is a tractor. Devon and Cornwall Police revealed the winner of its Neymar Tractor competition at Woofstock Festival on 15th of June. Back in May, the force launched a competition offering children living in Devon, Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly the opportunity to name the new force tractor. Almost 300 entries were received from children aged 12 or under, and the winning name, selected by Assistant Chief Constable Glenn Mayhew, was submitted by 7-year-old Eloise Bettison, who came up with Inspector Moores. The John Deere tractor has been loaned to Devon and Cornwall Police free of charge by local agricultural machinery dealership Mason Kings, and will be used as an engagement tool by the Rural Affairs team at agricultural shows and events across the region this summer. Eloise and her family were invited to Woofstock to officially unveil the new name, where she revealed to the team that she thought it would be a good for the tractor to inspect the moors, which led her to choose the name. Eloise helps her parents on the family farm and was very excited to have been chosen as the winner of the competition, adding that she couldn't wait to get back to school and tell friends and teachers. The distinctive police livery has been drawing crowds and inspiring conversations with local farmers since the tractor's debut at Devon County Show in May, and its new name is sure to encourage even more. Inspector Moores will be appearing throughout the summer to help interact with members of the public and enable us to have important and meaningful conversations about how we can work with our communities to tackle rural crime. The next opportunity to meet Inspector Moores is at the Yelmtum Show on Wednesday, 31st of July.
Coombs Head pupils have it all sewn up at Craft Festival. Students from Coombs Head Academy in Newton Abbott seized a unique opportunity to boost their creative and business skills at a freehand embroidery workshop led by the Cornish artist Poppy Trefry at the recent Craft Festival in Bovey Tracy. In an exclusive chance offered only to the Academy, students were able to join celebrations for the festival's 20th anniversary. Equipped with Poppy's expertise, vintage sewing machines and piles of fabric, students had the opportunity to create professional embroidery pieces which will feature in their GCSE coursework portfolio and the upcoming summer show at Create. Create offers a dynamic range of subjects including art and design, photography, textiles, 3D design and graphics, providing students with creative pathways to successful and diverse careers in the arts. I am delighted that our students were invited to take part in this exciting workshop, thanks to the recognition of the strong focus we place on promoting the arts at Coombs Head, said Helen Coulson, head teacher at Coombs Head Academy. Matthew Shanks, CEO of Education Southwest, added, "We're so pleased with the range of art subjects on offer at Coombs Head Create. The birds the students made look fantastic, and I look forward to seeing them displayed at the summer show." And there's a photo of students busy sewing bees at the Craft Festival in Bovey Tracy.
Zoo celebrates its Tun-Up Plus One. Paignton Zoo will be roaring with excitement on June the 30th as it celebrates its 101st birthday in style. The Wildlife Park is promising a busy day filled with fun, frolics and, of course, fantastic animals. Live music will also be on the bill at the Island Restaurant, with performances from the musical duo Baleva, vintage vocalist Terry May McNulty, Choir 86 and Denise Waterman from the 80s pop band Tight Fit. The day will end on a high note with a performance of the UK number one hit, yes, you guessed it, The Lion Sleeps Tonight. In addition, there will be animal talks, crafting animal enrichment items, and storytelling sessions with Luke Marchant, author of the Nazat, who will be signing his books in the gift shop. And for the little ones, there will be a craft workshop run by little squirrels and a music workshop for ages 6 and up.
The show must go on. Dawlish Choral Society were all set for their summer musical party featuring Gilbert and Sullivan on 4th of July when Prime Minister Rishi Sunak decided to call a general election on that day. However, not to be outdone by politics, the Society has rearranged the concert and the new date is July the 9th at St Gregory's Church in Dawlish. It's a summer musical party packed full of Gilbert and Sullivan's favourites from the Pirates of Penzance and the Mikado. Musical director Nicholas Gardner has welcomed the chance to showcase our homegrown talents and all of our soloists drawn from the chorus. To finish the evening, you can treat yourself to a light summer buffet supper. Tickets are available in advance from the Dawlish Bookshop in Queen Street at £9 or £10 on the door. Accompanied children are admitted free.